So what we're saying to the listeners and just about anybody is it's easy to turn the TV off. And it's easy to read 10 minutes of a good book before you go to sleep. These aren't things that are hard to do. It's just simply creating the discipline and saying, I want to get to the next level, so I'm going to sacrifice all these other, what I believe to be fun things at this point in my life, with these things that I'm maybe not comfortable doing, and see what happens, right? Now, you mentioned the associations. They say that you earn the average income of the five people that you're closest with. That's been a saying. I don't know if you agree with that or not.
Absolutely.
And I think it works on a relationship level. If you hang around the five people that you hang around with, the type of relationships they have is probably the type of relationship that you might have. So for me personally, when I lived in Virginia, I got to a point where I was making enough income where most of my friends were actually jealous and of what I was doing. And subconsciously, that was affecting me, so I had to leave. How do you go and change your associations? What if you don't know a millionaire? What if you don't know somebody that's doing very well in network marketing and doesn't live near to you? How do you reprogram that part?
Well, I had a longer answer for that before, but I got a better answer now. Since the start of this month, I have a program I just launched called Breakthrough You.
Let's give them a website, MLMBreakthrough.com.
Okay,
you can go and check it out.
All right, MLMBreakthrough.com. Yeah, that'll take you there. This is a program I created just for the kind of thing we're talking about, creating a new consciousness. Do we talk about marketing stuff? Yeah. Do we talk about success stuff? Yeah. Do we talk about prosperity stuff? Yeah. Etiquette, all that stuff, but that's not what it's really about. What it's really about is transforming your consciousness and masterminding with, at the top level, that's what you're doing. I have three levels in there. In the top level, that's what you're doing. You're masterminding with multimillionaires on conference calls and retreats around the world and mastermind pizza parties in my place on the balcony here or in the flat in Paris or in Hawaii or wherever I am in the world at that time. And somebody says, well, I'm stuck in the middle of Iowa or I'm down in Southampton in the UK or what. Hey, the Breakthrough You program will let you get into that consciousness. I've got a daily message by email every weekday. We've got a middle level, which comes with more advanced thing, which comes with an internet seminar. No matter where in the world you are, if you can get online, you can see the seminar. You can get an audio or video streaming. I've got a conference call. We've got a written lesson each month. And then, of course, there's the third level, which is the Mastermind Council. And that's where you're actually going on retreats with me and my top. And these are just extraordinary people. There are the top, and they're not just network marketers. I have a guy who owns a bunch of radio stations. I got a CEO who makes $1 million a year running his company. I've got an artist who makes these chrome sculptures that sell for $250,000 a piece. 6-7 authors in there, 6-7 PhDs in there. I mean, these are people that have done and are doing. A guy who started a software company and ramped it up to $350 million in a couple of years. I mean, these are players. These aren't the wannabes you're going to meet at the Chamber of Commerce business card exchange. I mean, these are the real players.
Right.
You know? And you know the meaning of players. You run that MLM players website. You know what I'm talking about. So these are the players. So this is the sandbox you want to play in if you want to be a multi-millionaire or a billionaire, because that's what these people are. And so if someone's sitting and they say, oh, I don't have friends like that, well, the Breakthrough You program can allow you to work your way into that kind of environment.
Wow. So that's, no excuse. You can go online and participate at the different levels that are there, whatever is appropriate for you right now. You can just go and get started.
I'll tell you what else. You know, I have an album I did a couple years ago called Simply Prosperity. And there are 7 spiritual laws I believe you need to live by to manifest prosperity in your life. And I've done that. And that's the result of my manifesting that. So I'm one of these rational, logical people. I like to know, okay, why did that work that way? Or why didn't this work? How do I do it to make it work? So when I looked, I started, that wasn't long ago. That was 10, 12 years ago that I was $55,000 in debt. Well, I've gone on to make millions and millions and millions of dollars since then. So I say, how did I do that? And I broke it very analytically into 7 areas, 7 spiritual laws I think you need to live by. And I put a tape in there, how to get out of debt. I put in another tape on faith and the principle of attraction and how you track things into there. So that album will show you how to create a vacuum to attract good into your life, how to use the imaging law to image prosperity first, so you can then manifest it on the physical realm. The tithing law, the law of giving and receiving. I go through all of these. And if someone would just be listening to those tapes, reading some of the books we talk about, you change your consciousness. And when you change your consciousness, you go out of the house, you attract a higher consciousness of people. And you will all of a sudden find yourself sitting next to a millionaire somewhere. Mm-hmm. Whether it'll be at the car wash or in line at the movies or at a restaurant waiting for a table. And I really believe you'll attract that when you put your consciousness vibrating at that kind of a level.
So you're able to turn around your life basically less than 5 years. I mean, you were well on your way to being super successful in all areas of your life or most of the areas of your life. So what we're talking about here is not something that's going to take a half a lifetime to achieve.
No.
If you really want to make a big difference, it's not about how many hours a week you put into your network marketing business. It's important. But how many hours a week do you put into your subconscious prosperity thinking? And that can pay off exponentially faster than all the other techniques almost.
Yeah, this is what I want the leaders to really get. Let's say you're listening to this tape and you got 800 people in your group or you got 30,000 people in your group. When I talk to those people in person, I say, get your people in the Breakthrough You program. You come in at the Mastermind Council level. Get your lieutenants in there at the Alchemist level. You know, get your top 10, 12 diamonds or rubies or Starfleet, whatever they're called in your company, get them at the Alchemy level. And then get the hundreds of them at the initiate level, where it's just a much inexpensive way for them to start. And create a group consciousness. Build off the monthly lessons. Because what they don't realize, they say, well, no, I need my people to make more presentations. You know, I need them to retail more. I need them to sponsor more. What they don't understand is that the fix to get them to sponsor more is not to tell them they have to sponsor more. It's to change their prosperity consciousness. So when they make a presentation, they enjoy it. They look forward to doing it. And because they're passionate about it, they look forward to it, they have successful results. People don't give them 20 silly little objections, which are nonsense. People get involved. So as a result, they want to do more presentations, and they do. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is if you get to the root cause, which is the prosperity consciousness, you will get rid of the self-sabotage, get rid of the lack programming, the limitation programming. People will make more presentations, they'll hold more meetings, they'll bring more guests, they'll retail more products, they'll be more successful with the people in their group that they work with, they'll spin off more leaders, they'll spin off leaders faster. But it all comes not from teaching them, here's how you get a prospect's phone number, although that's necessary at some point. The real root cause is eliminating the lack and limitation programming they have and replacing it with prosperity consciousness.
That's powerful. And I was thinking as I'm talking to you here, we're talking about, you know, not reading some of the things that you shouldn't be reading or watching the movie you shouldn't be watching. And there's a friend of ours named Orion Sala. You know him from Norway. And some of you might have listened to an interview that I did with him, but it's a perfect example of just programming your mind the positive way. As you and I know, he's a very positive person. I mean, Orion, yeah, Nothing will get in his way. You know, he believes he can achieve no matter what. And when you sit with him, you're going to sign up with him because he has that aura, as you were talking about. But he shared with me at one point in his business, there was a negative article that came out about his company. It hit the front pages of the two biggest newspapers in Norway. And everybody was reading it, but he never read the articles because he just didn't want to have it put into his subconscious. He just put it aside, and he continued to build without it, and they had their best year ever because, you know, he just said, we're going to succeed in spite of it. But there is a choice where I would think most networkers would read that article.
They'd have to. They'd say, oh,
they'd
I've,
have to
I've
read
gotta
it.
I've got to read that. You know, I got to know what they're saying
I've
about
it. I've got to read it. And to this day, he has not read it, and he will never read it.
And he has no need to read it.
And he has no need to read it. It doesn't affect his income.
And that's why I don't have to watch the news. Yeah. I don't have to. I get the paper, as you know, because I'm going to read the baseball scores. I will glance at the headline to see on the front page to make sure nobody dropped a nuclear bomb on us and I didn't know about it. But I don't have need for that. I don't watch the news on TV. I don't listen to the news on the radio.
Right.
Now you say, yeah, I was talking with my friend Terry the other day. He said, Randy, but then you're not aware of world events. I said, yeah, that's exactly the idea. And he said, but isn't that embarrassing? I said, no, you know what? Like right now, what's in the news right now, the Enron collapse and, you know, I know the big stuff going because people are talking about it. You hear it in a store on a radio. A cab driver says something to you. You know, you scan a headline. So nothing major is going to happen. Now, do I get embarrassed? You know, I say, well, geez, you know, I have, we'll be talking about movies, let's say. And I said, well, you know, I haven't seen a movie by him in a long time. And they're like, Randy, he died 5 years ago. Oh, I don't know. Well, you know what? I don't know that stuff because I don't watch this movie. But that's okay. I don't need to know that stuff because there's too much negative programming that I'm going to get to go along with learning that Jack Benny died. You know what?
Right.
I'll find out eventually that Jack Benny died. I don't need to see all the rapes and murders and killing and corporate larceny and everything else to find that out.
So real quick, as you're listening to this, and for some of you, when I first heard about prosperity consciousness, I said, what is that? That is so outside of what I believe. It can't be true. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. You know, how can it possibly have an effect on my life? But personally, I'm one of the biggest believers in it right now. It's made such a big difference for me. So a couple of steps. Number one, hey, go on a mental fast. Eliminate a lot of the news that comes into your home for 30 days. Number two, pick up a good book and read 10 minutes a day. Pick up a good audio tape series, like even Think and Grow Rich on audio. If you don't like reading, put it on a tape. Build your dream, not Michael Jackson's dream, in your audio, in your car. Maybe go to MLMBreakthrough.com and check out Randy's program. I use a chart called the Daily Method of Operation. On there I say 10 minutes of a good book a day, you know, no TV. If you want that form, we've got it. Just email me, art@mlmplayers.com. And in the subject line, put DMO, Daily Method of Operation. I'll email you the form. What else? We've got the associations, maybe changing the people that you hang out with on a regular basis. Any other suggestions of creating this prosperity consciousness for the networkers listening to this tape?